Hey, what's going on? What is going on, guys? This is Jake Taylor, your personal transformation coach, and we're back, and I'm extremely excited to give you guys some more good quality content. I'm kind of crunk right now. I just got off of a coaching call with a business client of mine, and I just gave them some breakdown of what you guys are getting in here, and I charged them a lot more money than you guys are getting. You're talking about upwards of the thousands of dollars for this same information I'm going to be giving you guys today. So I'm extremely excited that you guys are here right now. Let me know in the comments. Let me know down below so far how excited you guys are about the information that you've been able to get. Because I know for a fact I'm super excited every single day about giving you guys quality content time after time after time after time again. And I just can't stop. You know, I'm like this broken record that wants to just keep playing because I just want you guys to win so bad. And so, again, right now we're in the coaching segment. We're in that coach's corner of Business 101. We're developing your business foundation. And I think it's absolutely important for us to realize how important it is to develop the business and to get the full foundation of the business, because what happens is if we immediately just try to go to anything else, what happens, you're making profit, you're making money, but your company, your business, your enterprise is built up on quicksand. You're not being a purposepreneur. Now you're being a I don't know what preneur that word is, but I'm sure it's not good because I've dealt with that many, many times over. And so today we're going to talk about how to build a championship business. Right now in this segment, we're going to talk about how to build a championship organization, how to build a championship business. And please look at your worksheet, because you guys are going to have some stuff in there that I kind of want you guys to just kind of play with. AJ, again, has done a phenomenal job getting you guys everything that you need inside of that worksheet that I think you need. Take notes again in this training. Especially with the stuff that we're going to go over, it won't be in your worksheet, won't be more in detail. It may be a lot of fill in the blank as far as, or a rating, document to see, you know, how good you are at some of these things. So what we're going to do in this training, we're going to compare a championship business to a championship organization to a championship team, a championship enterprise to a championship team. And they all play the same part. And I don't want you guys to I want you guys to think of your business like a coach. That's why I love calling myself a coach, because I used to be a coach way back when. And I love the process and the development of recruiting for on a collegiate level and coaching on a collegiate level. I did for a semester before I started teaching in the district back home in Dallas. So so we're going to talk about that championship business, that championship team. And we're going to talk about some of the failures that I've had in developing good quality teams, but not championship teams. If you recognize those championship, those teams that do absolutely phenomenal, they have all of these things working for them a little bit and along with momentum. All these things have to play together. All six of these steps and all six of these ways kind of have to play together in order for you to build a championship organization. So number one, in order to build a championship team, you have to recruit good talent. You have to find good people that see the vision of the company. They see the vision of your playing style. When I used to play basketball, when coaches used to come out to the high school game and they were scouting me, and they would fly me out, and you know, we'll eat dinner, we'll eat lunch. They were selling me. They were trying to recruit me into the organization. One thing, like I've showed you guys in the welcome, that I do extremely well is recruiting. I can recruit my butt off, and I'm going to talk to you guys about that in the next Coach's Corner section, which is section 3, about the power of having other people, helping other people buy into your vision. But just to kind of hit it on right now, you got to understand, in order to win a championship game, you got to have a powerful team. And it doesn't have to be everybody that's extremely talented, like that's extraordinary, but it has to be people that actually buy in. Because I'll tell you about a team. I played on a team in college, Wayland Baptist University, and we literally had the biggest, the fastest, the most talented lineup in the conference. However, we didn't gel together. We didn't mesh together. So the coach recruited a whole bunch of talent, but no one no one missed. Because we didn't miss, we were nowhere near close to winning the championship. It was probably one of the worst collegiate years of my seasons of my life. And so I think it's absolutely important for us to understand that recruiting and finding good quality people to find your vision. So quality. Quality. I always like to compare it to, and again, I use Jesus Christ all the time. I like to compare it to Christ. He went out and he handpicked the people that he wanted to work with him and walk with him in his discipleship. He found people that he knew that were going to be open to be groomed, but that had a specific talent that maybe he didn't have, because you need those different layers. You can't have a team full of point guards or a team full of quarterbacks. You have to have a team, or you have to have linebackers. You have wide receivers. You have to have linemen. You have to have everybody and everybody. You have to sell them on their position, on how important their position is in your organization and building your business, because you can't do it alone. The second thing is, you got to have a game plan. A championship team, they always have a winning game plan. With a championship business, you have to have, your approach has to be a winning approach. Your contact, how you get in contact with people, what is your game plan in order for you to be successful? What are you prepping to do? What are you doing right now? What you guys are doing right now, I'm helping you guys build your game plan. You're right now, you're looking at film. When I was in college, we used to watch film all the freaking time. And what separated me from my my peers was the fact that I loved watching film. I loved watching videos, kind of similar to this, but it was me dribbling the basketball. I loved that because I got to see what I need to fix. I got to get extra coaching from coach that most people didn't realize was available. I got to nitpick at my skills to make myself better. That's the same thing with building your business. You got to create that game plan. You have to put everything that you can do into a box, work on the things that you can't work on, the stuff that you absolutely can't do. So I was a point guard. I just couldn't be a center. So I could post up if I wanted to, but I wasn't a center. So we had to find good quality centers that could do that. Your approach is absolutely important to building your business. What type of approach do you have? What type of plays are you running, essentially, for your business? Excuse me, sorry. For your business, that can help you elevate yourself to championship business. Third thing, presentation. With a championship team, you got to have offense. What is your offense game plan? For presentation? Your presentation is your offense in business. What do I mean by presentation? What's your pitch? You can't just say, hey, I got purpose, and my purpose is to feed the hungry in all of Detroit. Okay, if your presentation is bad, you're not going to be able to feed nobody. I promise you that. So you got to make sure that your presentation is absolutely on point. You got to make sure that your presentation is second to none, because that's your offense. The whole point of a championship team is a championship team has to put the ball in the hoop. You have to produce. You have to score the ball. So in order for you to score the ball in business, your presentation is what gets you to the next level. For an example, if you guys looked at my webinar, or you came to our conference, whatever, however you came through us, we did not allow you to sign up on anything until you got a presentation from us, until you got to see the type of coaching that we bring, until you got to see exactly all the expertise and all the things that we can bring to you in order for this to work for you. So does that make sense? I hope it does. The fourth thing is, you need a follow-up. And as building a championship team, follow-up is the same thing as transition. Once you score the ball, you got to get back on defense, or else you're going to get scored on, you're going to lose. The key, the money, the golden nugget, the key, the major key, like DJ Khaled, is all in your follow-up. Same thing in championship team, it's transition. How do you get back to defense? Same thing in business. How do you get back to the client? How do you get back to playing defense? What is defense? You're stopping them from scoring. How do you stop someone from scoring in business? You're follow-up with your client. You're not allowing them to shoot the ball of negativity. You're not allowing them to even shoot the ball of positivity until you meet them at the door. You follow up with your clients. You follow up people that you just met. You follow up with people that you're trying to strike a deal with. You follow up. You transition. I promise you, to get you to the next level. Number five. Referrals is just like defense on a championship team. That's what referrals are. You're playing defense. You're being proactive, trying to get the ball back into your hands so that you can go score the ball. That's what a referral is. You do such an amazing job. You fulfill your purpose so much that they give you a referral. They put the ball back into your hands for you to go score again. That's what a referral is. So you want to make sure that you're able to be able to draw those referrals. We're going to talk about that more as the course academy goes on. Number six, championship team has endurance. They know it's going to be a long year. They know it's going to be a long season, so they have to be in shape. You have to be in shape in order to get yourself to the next level. You have to be in shape in order to be able to do the stuff that you need to do, man. So the same thing with building a championship business. You have to maintain customer relationship. That is the endurance of your business. If I can maintain a relationship with you, you're going to always come to Coach Jake because you know I've got your best interest in heart. But if I get out of contact with you, you don't feel like we have that personal, interpersonal relationship. Like I can't be all up in your face like this right here. So I think it's important for us to understand that endurance is in business is maintaining good customer relationships. I think that is absolutely important in order for you to win in business. And if you look at your sheet, you're going to see something. I'm not going to put it up here, but we're talking about understanding the numbers. You have to, how often do you practice? How often do you practice this presentation, this follow-up? How often are you doing this cycle right here, this six-phase cycle that's making you better and better every single day? How often do you shoot on your own? Like what I mean by shooting on your own, how often do you pitch your own purpose to yourself that you're practicing time again because it's going to give you confidence? How often are you watching film? What does film mean? A film means how often are you looking at these courses over and over and over again, seeing if you can get more nuggets, seeing if you can get more from this. How often are you recording yourself when you do your presentations, when you're talking to people, so you can figure out how you can critique yourself? All of these are absolutely important. What's your stats? What's your comparison? What are your numbers? In comparison to somebody else, a competitor, what's your competitor, your stats when it comes to your numbers that you've done from January to February to March? Are you improving and expanding your goal and your message to as many people as you can? These are all things that are absolutely important to the growth of your business. I want to tell you guys have everything it takes to build a championship purpose-filled organization, as long as you guys can commit to doing it to the level that I know for a fact that you can do it. Guys, this is Coach Jake Taylor, and I'm going to see you on the very next training. Peace!